decades. So, again, it's a unique asset class. They're not really building much more standalone structured parking,
Well, yeah, like
or
Mark
parking
Twain said,
lots.
right?
What's
Buy land,
that?
they're buy land, they aren't making more of it.
That's right. That's right. And so we love the asset class for those reasons. And we don't underwrite the future redevelopment value, but
Right.
it's a critical part of our underwriting. From a, we want to know that we've got air rights. We want to know that there will be a higher and better use at some point in the future. But until then, we'll enjoy the cash flow. So that's how we look at it.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. And then what about the CapEx? So I imagine CapEx is
Yeah.
pretty minimal here. Maybe resurface it from time to time, build or rebuild a shelter so that somebody can be out there in all weather
Yeah.
conditions.
Yeah, I mean,
Or are you using technology?
well, I mean, kind of all the above, and there's a variety of ways I can answer that question. For example, like a surface parking lot, just a standard asphalt parking lot, CapEx is very minimal, and you might have potholes and some restriping over the